This is CliffCentral.com.
There is an organization called the British Council. They do terrific work in terms of investing in South Africa and getting relations between South Africa and Britain up to scratch with trade. There's probably a lot more that I'm leaving out of this, but the man who can address these questions for us is Col McGibbon. He's sitting right opposite me, and we're enjoying a lovely evening in the garden of the Trade Commissioner. So this is a good and auspicious occasion to discuss these things, right?
A brilliant occasion, Gareth. It's been absolutely wonderful, and no better man than yourself.
Well, I'm happy that you're here, because I might have left out some of the things that the very important things that the British Council does in South Africa. It's not just promoting British businesses and British interests and, you know, individuals who've done well in Britain here in South Africa. It's also about maintaining a bilateral relationship, right?
That's exactly right. Yes, so the British Council is in the business of cultural and educational exchange between the United Kingdom and South Africa. And we do that because we know that strong, long-standing ties between the people of our countries are important to build trust.
Right.
And if you build trust between two countries, then you trade with them, you visit them, you go on holiday there, you do business with them. So building trusting relationships between our countries starts not necessarily at the political level. It happens there as well, but at the people-to-people level. So our business is in people-to-people exchange between our two countries, and we do that with universities, and we do it with TVET FE colleges, and we do it in schools across the country, and we importantly do it with some of the finest young leaders that South Africa has. And I think that the colleagues that I brought with me here this evening, the people that we're about to hear from, are some of South Africa's finest young ambassadors that you could send into the world.
Well, I'm very excited to hear from them, and we'll talk to them in a second, but this is all to do with some of the projects, the new projects that you're involved in and the exciting things that you're involved in now as the British Council. Tell me about some of those higher education and particularly in science, the reason for your investment and your interest in those things.
So higher education is the economic powerhouse of both the UK and South Africa, and is the great knowledge generator in both of our countries. And strengthening ties between the institutions in both the countries is vitally important if we were to have the research partnerships and the knowledge creation, which is key for economic regeneration, economic development in both countries. So we do research links and partnerships between universities in multi-million rand partnerships that sees researchers and scientists collaborate between the two countries. Really amazing work.
So what's FameLab?
FameLab. FameLab is like idols for scientists.
You know, I'll talk to your FameLab winner in a second, because we want to talk about what the experience is and what exactly she's done, what her area of expertise is. I have a hidden agenda when it comes to science, which I'll talk to you about in a second. Obviously, this is an area, any of these math, science, technology, engineering, these STEM subjects are the ones that we're trying to get more and more people into, because they represent an opening and an opportunity in an economy like South Africa's, where there's a huge amount of need and where there is a lack of skill, and where we obviously want to try and involve more and more people in those subjects, because that's where we'll get ahead, that's where innovation will take place.
Yeah.
Is that an important area of focus for the British Council, and is it something that Britain is able to lend their expertise to South Africa in order to foster?
So I think there's a great deal of mutual learning that can be done between South Africa and the UK in science technology. And what we're seeing in the partnerships that we build between the two countries is that there's a lot of learning can happen both ways. There's some really strong institutions here in South Africa doing amazing work, and some brilliant young scientists, as we're about to hear from. And similarly, in the UK. And connecting those two countries together can bring immediate results and drive great innovation into the system.
So let's meet some of them. Let's start with FameLab. Let's begin there. So who have we got here?
This is Nanji. Nanji, introduce yourself.
Hi.
Nanji, you're the one that I've got a hidden agenda to talk to you about.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, I'm a frustrated inorganic chemist.
Oh, so I didn't know that.
Yeah, something that I've I do in my spare time. It's kind of nerdy, but I love it. So tell me about FameLab and how you got involved and what it is you do in particular, what your area of interest is.
Okay, I'll start with the latter and go to the former, I guess.
Go any way you like.
I work at Mintec, which is a mining technology sort of research and development organization.
Right.
It is a science council, was a former science council for SA, but it does still partner with the DMR and DST, Department of Science and Technology.
And Mineral Resources.
To further the scientific backing of South Africa and foundations here. So what I do is I work in the mineral processing aspect of that, which means that we engage more with the mining companies, and I work in the flotation, specifically the flotation aspect of mineral processing.
Does this come into separating out the various metals, metallurgy?
Yes.
Figuring out what the ores are?
Yes. In the ore level, yes. So chemical analysis, not so much specifically from flotation, but we do have an analytical division as well in Mintec. We do more of the ore processing, the pre-concentration and the concentration stages of ore.
Okay, so you're the one who gets those, what do they call them? Sponges and then turns them into precious metals, ingots and so on.
Basically, that early stage of turning them into precious metals, that's what we do.
Very good.
We're not necessarily the refinery, so we won't get you that 99% pure, you know, metal, but we will get you closer to your target. Yeah.
Get any rhodium out of that platinum ore?
Yes. Well done, Mr. Inorganic Chemist. We see you. Well done.
I'm a little excited by
it
this
never
stuff.
Leaves you.
I'm very excited talking to you. You want to go and have a drink after this?
Sure,
we've got lots to get into. All right, so FameLab, how did you get involved in that? And since your interest is in this particular area of, you know, flotation and mining,
yes.
How did you get into FameLab? How did you hear about this?
So my manager, I know the British Council and SASTA came together to conduct FameLab with Jive Media as well, and they got in contact with our company and various institutions in the country, and our company was just one of those that responded to the call and allowed us as employees to compete in the program. So my manager kind of just suggested me because I talk too much. But
it
worked.
And it worked. I mean, you won. You ended up. So what does winning this mean?
Winning it means that it just, it sort of, there's a cash prize at the end, which
Great.
Is what everybody wants,
sure.
incentive. But at the same time, it builds up your skills in terms of communication. You have that break in communication between scientists.
I don't think you need much help in terms of communication
Like I said, I talk a bit too much.
No, you talk exactly the right language. I like it.
Thank you. So it's about helping a scientist to communicate their technical jargon to a non-scientific audience.
Well, this is not something that a lot of people know enough about, and I think more people should know about it because it's obviously a great way for people like you to show off what they can do.
Yes.
And to be able to add their own special flavor to the STEM subjects. And in
yes.
South Africa, we need as much help there as we can get,
exactly.
right?
Exactly. That's very, very true. And the nice thing about FameLab is that it doesn't end with the competition. Like now we get to sit with you and talk more about what it's about and reach more people, hopefully, about with the news of it. But also, DST still continues to contact you, SASTA, the British Council, organizing events like late last year, we had an event for the young girls in August, where we had girls come from two high schools and previously disadvantaged young girls come from high schools, and we got to speak to them about pursuing scientific careers.
Well, kudos to the British Council for getting involved in something this important.
Yeah. You know,
sometimes people do things for show, and sometimes they get involved in things that we actually need them for.
Exactly.
How many women are involved in your area of expertise? There can't be that many.
Chemical engineering is one of those nice areas for women.
Oh, really? It's becoming...
It is, yes. A lot of women are taking up the, you know, taking the baton and running with it. A lot of women are getting into engineering. Sometimes I guess it's more the mechanical and civil engineering that has less women. But when it comes to chemical, even in varsity, we were a lot of women.
Well, I'm happy to meet you.
Thank you.
And
nice
we'll
you
have
too.
Some more conversation afterwards.
No problem.
Nice
Thanks,
to talk to you. Thank you so much.
Sure thing.
Thank you. So, Colm, what a superstar.
Look, I have the best job in the whole of the UK diplomatic apparatus here in South Africa because I get to meet tens of thousands of young people like you've just spoken to there. You know, we're connecting tens of thousands a year with the UK, and they're all brilliant. Fantastic.
So tell me about Nomonde before she comes and takes her seat.
Ah, well, now, the next people that you're about to meet are part of a brilliant partnership the British Council has with the Premier League. You know the Premier League? What football team do you support?
No, I don't. I used to support Sundowns. I've become a little bit bored with local football, but it's my own fault, not theirs.
And in the English Premier League, which is your team? I can tell by the look in your eye. You've got the look.
One to me. Go on.
I think you're a Chelsea man.
My brother is.
Yeah,
so you're close.
Yeah, I think so. I think you have the look of a Chelsea man. So in partnership
Who's
with
yours?
Guess.
Celtic.
Oh, no, I'm afraid that's both the wrong country and a cliche. But so
I was being insulting. Go on, you tell me.
I'm an Arsenal fan.
Oh, good man. All right. Okay. So. Then Ben, who's on my show, would get on well with you.
Brilliant. And football, as you know, is the 11th official language in South Africa. If you want to start a conversation with someone, just go straight into it, you know. So, in partnership with the Premier League,
right.
We do a program called Premier Skills,
right.
Which is all about trying to bring on young community activists, community coaches who are interested in soccer and to use soccer as a way of engaging with young people and giving them some life chances and leadership skills. And Nomonde is one of the first people I met when I came to South Africa nearly 5 years ago now. And she was part of one of our first programs. And she's going to tell you a little bit about Premier Skills.
Well, welcome, Nomonde. So are you having fun, first of all, because you've been smiling the whole night long?
No.
I mean, it's obviously a nice party tonight, but do you enjoy the work?
Yeah, a bit of both. Nice to come out without the football thing.
Right.
But can't escape it, so... Yeah.
So tell me about the skills stuff. I mean, is this a complicated thing to do every day? Is it something that you find very easy? Is it something that you could see the results of immediately?
Basically, like Colm said, Premier Skills is a program which comes from the British Council and the Premier League coming together. And all of us have basically found out the best way to impact young people in this country is to impact the people who engage with young people on a daily basis.
Right.
That's where we come in, the coaches. And if you don't have good coaches, then how are you going to make the kids better? So engaging with more coaches, engage with more kids instead of engaging with maybe 100 kids on a daily basis, instead of engaging with 100 coaches in a year, that will be 100 kids per coach. And that number multiples by that. So that's what we do.
Yeah. End up reaching a lot of people.
Yeah, so the young ones.
And I suppose you also get them where a place that they're interested, right?
Yeah, especially because with the classroom thing and for most people or some kids, coming out to play is a thing to get away from the class and to engage. So engaging them with something they can relate to.
Right.
And also, it doesn't also end with just soccer. We do life skills as well. We do educational stuff as well through football. So all of this we do through football and coaching. Yeah.
Terrific. Well, lovely to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Very cool.
My heart is beating in my throat.
Oh, don't be silly. This is fun. There's a lot of really important people out there you got to go meet.
Yeah. I'm one of them.
I know you are. That's why I said important people want to meet you.
Yeah, of course. Okay.
Thank you, Nomonde.
Thank you so
Pleasure
much,
Pleasure to see you.
Nice to meet you.
Well, Colm, another real firecracker.
No, absolutely. And look, the last person that I want you to meet is my friend Liesl, who's also part of the Premier Skills program, and who will, if you want to, also double up as your personal trainer. So, Liesl.
God, Liesl, wow. I think you're going to take up the challenge. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Yourself?
Pleasure to meet you. So tell me what the British Council does with you guys, how they're involved.
So as Amanda explained, they are the link, the partnership with the Premier League. And they've basically given us a platform to coach other coaches. And essentially that's what we do. We are facilitators, we coach other coaches.
And how many coaches are we talking about?
Well, recently I've done an informal workshop in Katlehong.
Yeah.
This was about a month ago. And I dealt with about 35 coaches, and they were from the community. They were involved with organizations, some of them with fitness, netball, and of course soccer. So it's not just pertaining to soccer. What we're trying to do is reach out to a bigger audience, just make sure that people get involved, because where I'm coming from, I didn't know where to go for courses. I didn't know what to do, and soccer was my passion. So I'm just trying to give back, and that's what the British Council is doing as well, backing us up, supporting us. So it wasn't a once-off course that we've done. They've been with us through this journey, and even now we are facilitators, but they're still backing us. They're still supporting us. So we're taking those skills. We are sharing that with the communities and still getting involved and being involved with them. And as Nomonde explained, is that We're trying to target coaches, and in turn they target others, and that's how the, you know, the wave goes.
Well, yeah, she said it multiplies from there.
Absolutely.
On. Does terrific work, and it's meaningful because you actually can see the results in real time.
Absolutely, yeah, yes.
Well, what's this about you being a personal trainer for me as well? what is Colm talking about?
So a little bit of my skills. I'm very much involved in health and wellness.
Right.
I'm a personal trainer, so I'm mobile. If you need me, I'll come to your house.
Wow.
I'm also a sports massage therapist. So
I hurt you
and I help you.
No, I like that. Yeah, okay. So first of all, we do the training, then afterwards you help me to relax.
Absolutely.
Do a proper neck and back massage so you can get those knots out of it.
I can give Sorbet a run for their money, eh?
Damn right. And Sorbet are here.
Absolutely.
So thank you for talking to us.
Thank you so much.
And please continue doing all the wonderful work that you're doing with the British Council. It seems that your fingers are in all the pies in terms of being able to change people's lives and make a difference and establish those important connections.
Thanks very much, Gareth. You know, that's us from rural schools to urban art galleries, from training entrepreneurs in townships right the way through to football pitches and bringing on the next generation of your sporting heroes. The British Council is trying to connect people in the UK to South Africa and vice versa. And we're building for the long term. We've been here for over 60 years and we're going to be here for the next 60 at least.
Fantastic. Thank you so much.
Thanks very much.
Thank you. Cheers.
This is CliffCentral.com.